Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at www.harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today is actually one of my favorite items that we have ever carried. This is a single Bluetooth earpiece that has a ton going for it. The main thing is it's going to give you about 24 hours of battery life. So no joke, this thing literally runs forever. I can use mine for like a week without it going dead. And so to me, that is just amazing. A lot of the Bluetooth earpieces we've carried before, the Plantronics and so forth, you know, they said they had like 11-hour battery life, but they really only had maybe a 5 or 6 hour battery life. And, you know, then the more you used it, of course, the more it quit, you know, keep being charged for as long. So to me, this is the nicest one that we found to sell. And to boot, you get, other than just the great battery life, you get an awesome sound quality and on both ends. So the sound quality that you hear as well as the sound quality that other people hear. That is awesome. You also get a slide switch to turn the power on and off, and you get a separate rocker switch for up and down volume. And you can use this in either ear. And the other thing that I really like about this is great for people who want to use an earpiece but don't want to block out their ear completely. So this actually doesn't go all the way down in your ear. It just kind of nestles inside the very inside of your ear, like that little piece of cartilage that goes around the very inner part of your ear. And so you can still hear everything going on around you, even with this in. So if you're using Aira or you just want to know or hear what's going on around you in your house or wherever you are, this will let you do it. So this thing has got so much going for it, it's not even funny. Now, it does charge with a micro USB cable, which is included, a short one, but it will work with any other micro USB cables as well. And that charging port is toward the back of the earpiece. You'll be able to feel the hole. And when you plug it in, it's really tight. So plug it in really, you might have to put a little muscle into it and really get it plugged in. So the way it plugs in is the two prongs of the micro USB are going to face toward the inside of the earpiece. So just make sure you've got the two prongs facing toward the inside of the earpiece when you go to plug it in, and then just give it a good push and it will plug in and be nice and snug. Now, I would recommend I recommend charging everything that you get from us the first time really, really good. So a good 4 or 5 hours. Then after that, probably 3 hours would be plenty, something like that. Now, the other cool thing about this is it does talk. It does give you voice feedback. So when you turn it on, it will say pairing, it will say connected, and so forth. Now, this doesn't have self-voicing where it announces the numbers as people call you. But if you have VoiceOver turned on, at least with the iPhone, at least I've been able to test it with the iPhone. I don't have an Android to test with. If you have the VoiceOver turned on and someone calls, it will VoiceOver will read the number or read the person's name, and it will also play the ringtone if you have a separate ringtone or just your default ringtone. It'll play that as well. Now, one thing that's really cool about this is when you're getting a call, if this is turned off, when you go to flip it on, this thing connects so quickly. But the nice thing about it, when you go to answer a call, you turn this on to go answer the call with your Bluetooth earpiece, and it actually automatically answers the call. You don't even have to press the button on the side to answer the call when you turn it on. I mean, when a call's coming in. So you've got this off, your phone's sitting next to you, the earpiece sitting next to you, Phone's ringing. Phone starts ringing. You grab the earpiece, put it in your ear, flip the switch to turn it on, and it connects and answers the call in the matter of just a few seconds. So I really like that part about it. You don't have to wait for it to connect and then press the button to answer it and so forth. So there's a lot of really cool features built into this earpiece. Now, it doesn't stop there. It also has a mute option. So the top of, okay, so if you have this in your right ear, I'm going to do a right ear example. The bottom part of the earpiece is going to be the on and off slide switch. When the switch is slid toward the end of the earpiece or away from you, that is off. When you slide it towards you or, you know, toward the back of the earpiece, that is turned on. And then it will say power on. And then when you're connecting for the first time, I thought it would say pairing. I thought it did. But actually, okay, it's not saying pairing. So when you turn it on for the first time, you've never connected it, it will say power on. And at that point, you can go to your Bluetooth list on your device, go down and click on the earpiece. Now, let me try something else here. So if you don't see it in your list, for some reason it didn't go into pairing mode, then what I recommend doing, is holding down on the side button for several seconds, and then it should show up in your Bluetooth list. But if you're just doing it for the first time, when you first turn it on, it should definitely be go into pairing mode, and then you can go down and click on it in your list and so forth. Now, I want to try something, so I will be right back. Okay, we're back in. So what I wanted to test is, yes, you do have to, if it doesn't come up in your list when you first turn it on, to pair for the first time, just hold down on the main button on the side. I'll get to the buttons here in just a minute. But actually, I'll get to the buttons now, because I did say the bottom of the earpiece, if you have it in your right ear, the bottom of the earpiece is the power switch. The top of the earpiece is your volume buttons, and it is a rocker switch. So if you press and let up on the part of the switch that's toward the back of the earpiece or the one that's closest to your ear, that is volume up. If you press the other side toward away from the earpiece, the one that's away from you closest to the end of the earpiece, that press it once, let up, press it once, let up, that's volume down. If you hold both of those in at the same time, hold them in for a few seconds, it will give you a little bit of a tone, and that tone will then be, you will be muted, and it will actually continue to alert you that you're muted by a tone every couple seconds, so you know when you're on mute. Then do that process again, hold down on the top and bottom again for several seconds, and that will take you off of mute. Now, like I'm talking about the side button, okay, the last button on this is the part that's the whole body, it basically goes down the whole body of the earpiece. So down toward the, or toward the back of the earpiece, closest to the charging port, on the big side, it's a slick plastic side. There is a little, it's got a little symbol in that's cut out in the plastic. But if you press on that area, you will feel it or hear it click. That is the main side button. That's going to be the button that answers calls. That's going to be the button that hangs up on calls. That's going to be the button that activates Siri or whatever voice assistant you have. That's going to be the button that redials calls. And that will also be the button to reject calls. So that button does a lot of stuff. That also will play and pause. So you can use this just for listening to music or books or what have you. The button on the side, that main button there, like I said, that's the play and that's the pause. Press it once to play, press it again to pause. The volume button on top, hold down on one end, it skips to the next track. Hold down on the other end, it skips backward to the previous track. And so I'm just doing it right now, and I've got it in my ear. So if you hold down on the volume down button, which is the one closest to the end of the earpiece, that actually skips to the next track. And if you hold down on the one, the volume up, that will skip to the, you know, go to the start of the song or go to the previous track. So it's basically a little bit opposite of volume up and volume down, but they did that for a reason. So think about skip to the next track is away from you, like you're skipping forward. Skipping backwards a track is closer to you, like you're going backwards. So that's why probably they did that. Didn't design the earpiece, didn't make it, but that's probably their thinking. And then volume, of course, don't hold in on the volume up and down. Just press it once, let up while you're listening to music, and that will turn up and down the volume as well. So pretty cool that you can, it's got all the controls there for listening to music and stuff as well. Now to activate your voice assistant, you're going to hold in on the side button for a few seconds, and it's going to come up and say voice dial. And after it says voice dial, you will speak what you want, and then that will activate your assistant. Now, it will tell you when it's connected. So when you turn it on and it's already paired to your phone, it will come up, say connected, or when you're pairing it for the first time, it will say connected as well. So there's a lot of really cool stuff on this earpiece. I use mine all the time. The piece that goes like just on the inside of your ear is a rubber piece, and it has a little loop on it. And if you tuck that loop kind of back behind the piece of cartilage in your ear, that will actually keep it held in. And so you just twist it around so that little loop goes behind the little piece of cartilage that's in your ear, and that actually holds the earpiece in. Now, if you need a little bit more stable a situation, it also comes with different plastic ear hooks. Now the ear hook actually just, it has one end is kind of like a little fork, and then the other end goes, you know, of course behind your ear, but the one end that has like a fork on it, you just put that fork right above the little piece that is behind. It's the pull plastic piece of the earpiece that between the rubber piece of the earpiece and the body of the earpiece, there's a little plastic round piece there. And you're just going to snap that little fork right down onto that. And then you can put the hook over your ear and then nestle the rubber piece on the inside of your ear. And it really does create a stable situation that way. If you're, you know, jogging with it, if you're walking with it or whatever, I actually use mine all the time just because I'm always moving around. So I just have my hook on mine all the time and put it on there. Now, some people have reported a situation where when you get this paired up to your phone and you start doing things with VoiceOver, you will get beeps. And I will say that yes, that does happen sometimes. And I was just sitting here while I was doing this, and I did notice that this one was doing it, but the cool thing about it is I actually, at least with this one, I figured out how to kind of fix that. And it's, all I did was when it was beeping like that, when you're on your, you know, home screen or whatever, your iPhone, I just did the volume down button a couple times and pressed the volume up button a couple times, and now it doesn't beep when I swipe around and when I type and so forth. So just could be some little glitch like that, but actually I was able to get this to stop beeping without any problems. And now I can swipe around and there's no beep. So all I did was press the down volume a couple times, then press the up volume a couple times, and now the beeping's gone. So when you do press the down and the up volume, you will hear a beep. So I think maybe somehow it just got stuck a little bit, and once you unstick it by doing the volume down and up, then you should be good to go. I do like the fact that it gives you beeps to let you know when you're turning the volume up and down. It also gives you a different beep to let you know when the volume is turned all the way up. And then so it gives you a kind of a higher pitched beep to let you know that's as far as it'll go and so forth. Now, as far as the volume on this, I don't hear that great, but I can hear this plenty well. This does get fairly loud, so just know that even in loud environments, you can actually get this thing pretty darn loud, and it should work for everybody. If I can hear it, then like I've got it turned up all the way right now, and it's actually a little too loud for me. So if I can hear it, then you can probably hear it too. Now, if the beeps come back, like they've come back now, all I do is I just turn the volume all the way down and then turn it back up again a little bit, and now the beeps are gone. So just know, I think maybe it just gets stuck a little bit sometimes, and just put the volume down and back up again. So, you know, pretty easy peasy. Anyway, let me tell you what all this comes with. Oh, I wanted to tell you the call quality on this is excellent. I do have a sample on the website that you can actually hear. You can hear the call quality of this if you like. I actually do a recording to let you hear it. So you can actually hear what the other people will actually be hearing on your on their end. And the clarity on our end that we're hearing is also really good as well. Now, this is a single earpiece. You can put it in the right or left ear. Just know everything I just told you is kind of reversed if you put it in the left ear. I'm doing everything on the right ear example. But the cool way that this earpiece works is that it can go in either ear. It's not one of those that has to go in the right or it has to go in the left. Very flexible and versatile. So what you're going to get with this is you're going to get three different plastic ear hooks, different size. You're also going to get three different rubber ear tips. So different size rubber pieces that go in your ear. You've got small, medium, large, and maybe extra large. Then you're going to get another thing in here that's a little bit interesting. I don't know many people that use this, but they do include it with the earpiece. But it is a cable, and on the end of the cable is a micro USB plug, and on the other end of the cable is a rubber ear tip that goes down in your left ear. So if you do want to use this in a stereo mode type situation, you plug this cable into the micro USB charging port of the earpiece, and then plug the other end into either your left or right ear, depending on what ear you're using the main earpiece. And now it actually creates a stereo sound. So it gives you a left and right channel stereo. Now, the only interesting thing about this is the cable that plugs into the earpiece that goes into your left or right ear, that has a noise isolating ear tip that goes all the way down in your ear. So you're going to get a really good isolated sound from that one. But then the one with the main earpieces on that just kind of sets on the inside of your ear is not going to plug out all of the sound. So you're going to get a little bit ambient sound from that side. So it's a little bit interesting to me because it's not going to sound, the music and sound is not going to be completely equal, because you got one side that's going to be plugged up and really good bass and all that stuff, and then you got the other side that's going to be a little more open and so forth. So, but anyway, it's included, and you guys, somebody might find a use for it out there, but you know, you're not paying extra for it, so there you go. And then finally, you get a hard shell carry case, which is really cool. It's a zippered hard shell carry case, fit in a bag, a pocket, or whatever, and yeah, so that's nice. And like I mentioned earlier, you get the micro USB cable, which is kind of a small cable, but you know, it would do the job in a pinch. You do not get a wall charger. You can use your computer to charge this, or you can use your iPhone charger, or any other USB wall charger that you have will work to charge this earpiece. But yeah, guys, let's see, what am I forgetting? Call quality's good, battery's good. Some of the commands. Okay, the side button, when you get a call, press that once to answer the call. Press it again to hang up on the call. Press it twice, we'll redial a call. Press and hold it in, like I mentioned earlier, until you hear a voice dial. That'll activate your voice assistant. And then if you're getting a call, you can actually hold in on that side button and it will reject the call. So I think, and then I covered the volume buttons up and down. I covered the mute switch and the power on and off switch. So, and when you turn it off, it does say power off. So I do like the fact that it gives you voice feedback. Now, the size of this, you're looking at just about 2 inches long, which is actually not bad at all. It might even be like more of like an inch and a half, but I'm going to say it's probably closer to 2 inches. And the height from the bottom where the volume switches, I mean the volume where the bottom where the power switch is to the top where the volume switch is, looking at about a half inch. And then the thickness from the front to the back, you're looking at, I don't know, maybe the top to the bottom, maybe it's just a tad over half inch. And then the thickness to the front to the back is going to be about a quarter of an inch. So, yeah, so, you know, you get the idea. It's not big at all. You could put it in a pocket and very easily put it in a pocket. I keep mine in my pocket when I go out or whatever. So this is great for Ira because it has really good battery life. And it's just really great for anyone that doesn't want to have to hold their phone up to their ear, or they don't want to use a speakerphone, you know, around the house or whatever. I'm going to say the length of it is probably closer to an inch and a half. So, yeah, but anyway, I'm going to say, yeah, from the top to the bottom is about a half inch and thickness is about a quarter of an inch. So there you go. Anyway, guys, these are brand new in the box. And if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is www.harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-633-2572. I would also say that these are going to be sweat and water resistant. They're not going to hurt them if you get them wet just a little bit. I don't think, definitely don't submerge them. But I think they'll be fine if they just got a little bit of water on them or sweat or whatever. But really awesome earpiece, one of the best sellers ever in our store, and we continue to sell them well. So, anyway, guys, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.